Everybody would search all the headstones for the one grave that was totally unmarked, because rumor had it that was where Dracula lay until he wanted to emerge again. Searching for that solitary, deserted, and blank headstone used to scare Sam and his friends out of their minds. Even though they never found it, Sam laughed just thinking about that childish pastime. He veered off to the left of the cemetery and strolled around the cliff's edge, noting the lights of the town below him. But he was careful not to get too close to the edge. On a sunny day, the view from up here across the harbor and over to the west cliff was breathtaking. But tonight, it was creepy. It may have been stupid, but Sam was glad he had Bailey with him. After he completed a loop of the church up to the 13th century abbey and descended back down the famous steps, Sam walked through the empty streets of the town, heading towards his home and a mug of hot chocolate. A few pages of the book that he was reading, and he'd be in dreamland in no time, and Bailey would be fast asleep on his cushioned bed under the stairs, guarding the front door. Sam didn't have far to go, but he did have to walk across the swing bridge that crossed over the harbor. It joined the east side of Whitby, with its pubs, cobblestone streets, and ancient buildings to the west side of town, equally as interesting, but more expansive. It was where the bus and train stations were located, so it was somewhat of an entry point into the town for tourists and visitors. This made the swing bridge that Sam was walking over the main route to the famous abbey, and it was always very busy, which was why it didn't surprise Sam to see somebody walking towards him this late at night. Between the tourists, late-night drinkers, and the many Gothic fans that visited the area, seeing someone out late wasn't unusual. And then Sam saw who it was, and his heart sank. "It's a bit late for you to be walking about, isn't it?" Sam asked. "And what are you doing on that side of the bridge? Have you been out for a few drinks?" Sam didn't really want to talk, but he decided to be polite and give it a try. There was no reply. "What's up? Are you feeling okay?" Again, nothing. "Well, I need to get some sleep, because I'm working again tomorrow night," Sam said. "See you around." Sam was in no mood for standing out on the bridge in the mist and trying to force a conversation with someone who clearly didn't want to talk. Besides, it was late, and he was tired, so he nodded goodbye, pulled Bailey next to his side, and continued to walk over to the other side of the harbor. From there, it was only a 5-minute walk to his home. When Sam got home, he unclipped Bailey from his lead and led him into the house. As he was starting to follow Bailey inside, he heard the creak of his front gate and turned around. "You again?" Sam asked as he closed the front door so Bailey couldn't get out. The last thing he wanted was Bailey running riot on the streets in the middle of the night. "Can't we talk about this some other time? I'm really tired." After a few moments of silence, Sam turned and opened his front door again, assuming the matter was over. He was wrong. Sam died that night from the multiple stab wounds he sustained in his back. He was found a few hours later on his front doorstep by a local fisherman who was coming in from the sea. A large kitchen knife was protruding from Sam's back, right between his shoulder blades. Bailey was found barking and running around Sam's front yard, refusing to leave his master's body.